Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Any agent commission breakdown, what the data shows across cities. Calibri Real Estate published a guide to average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission variations for agents working in Nebraska. Understanding how commissions vary across any markets helps local agents benchmark their earnings and negotiate competitively. Review the full city-level commission breakdown at the link below. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Real Estate Commission launches online license verification portal. The Nebraska Real Estate Commission now offers an online system for verifying individual real estate licenses. Any real estate professionals can quickly confirm license status for themselves, colleagues, or transaction partners to ensure compliance and reduce transaction delays. Verify individual licenses at hdlslat.igovsolution.net/online/individual. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Taxes Online, new digital tool for property tax searches. Nebraska property owners and professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a centralized online portal. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline due diligence, verify tax statuses, and guide clients through payments without manual county visits. Bookmark https://nebraskataxesonline.us/ for quick tax lookups during transactions. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Cass County Assessor Office Mission: Fair Property Valuation for NE Real Estate Pros. The Cass County Assessor's Office, led by Sasha Fry, is dedicated to establishing fair and equitable property assessments. Accurate county-level assessments directly affect property valuations, tax liabilities, and transaction pricing that any real estate professionals navigate daily. Review the Cass County Assessor's mission and processes at the source URL to stay informed on local valuation standards. Nebraska Real Estate Updates: NE permitting resources now available from DEEE. The Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy maintains a permitting webpage at dewe.nebraska.gov/permitting. Real estate professionals in NE may need to navigate environmental permitting requirements for development, land use, or property transactions. Review the DEE permitting page to understand which permits may apply to your NE properties and projects. dewe.nebraska.gov/permitting. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. NE County Assessor GIS Portal. Direct links to local property data. The state provides access to county-level geographic information systems through third-party vendor sites for property assessment data. Real estate professionals in NE rely on these GIS tools for property boundaries, valuations, and parcel research across counties. Bookmark at htv.nebraskamap.gov/pages/county-assessor-gis and contact individual vendors directly for technical issues. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Nebraska Assessors Online, new digital resource for NE property data. Nebraska Assessors Online is a platform providing access to property assessment information across the state. Real estate professionals in NE can leverage this centralized tool to quickly verify assessed values, research comparable properties, and support pricing decisions. Bookmark https://nebraskaassessorsonline.us/ for fast access to county assessor records statewide. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Nebraska County Assessor Contacts and Parcel Search Tools. Updated. The Nebraska Department of Revenue provides a complete listing of county assessor addresses in PDF and Excel formats, along with parcel search capabilities. Real estate professionals in NE rely on accurate assessor data for property valuations, tax assessments, and transaction due diligence. Download the updated assessor directory and access parcel search tools at h/revenue.nebraska.gov/pa-county-assessors-and-parcel-search. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NE jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.